Put gas in your washing machine, finest as you've ever seen. Figure news now when you sing, D-U-Z does everything.
And now Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Are you the nurse?
How did you get up here this time of night?
Well, my name is Bill Bauer. I got special permission by Chucky's uncle.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, Chucky?
Just about the same.
Where's my sister? I thought she'd be here.
Dr. Bowling insisted that she go home.
Sure looks all right, doesn't he? Just like he might be asleep.
Don't you think you should go home and get some sleep yourself?
Well, I was coming over earlier, but I just couldn't make it. Pretty quiet around the hospital this time of night, isn't it? I remember when my mother was operated on. How we all waited around, hoping, praying. She came through the operation all right, but, well, she died. I guess it was a couple of years ago. She was a wonderful woman. Wonderful. Like we're waiting again. You know how it happened, don't you?
Yes, Mr. Powell.
Maida never wanted Chucky to have boxing lessons. Fought against it all along the way. If only... Yeah, I guess there isn't any use talking about the if. The kid was scared of boxing. Backed into the rope, slipped, fell. An accident. That's how they tagged it. But I feel just like my sister does. It wasn't an accident.
Why, what do you mean?
Chucky's father might just as well have killed the boy.
You... Mr. Bauer, won't you please leave? We're very optimistic regarding Chucky's condition, and you should be too.
Yeah, I suppose so. My younger sister used to call him Buckaroo. He was crazy about a rocking horse he had. He was just a little fella then. Good night, Buckaroo. Good night.
Lonely figure walks through the dimly lit corridor of Selby Flats Hospital and makes his way toward home, where Bertha, Bill's wife, waits for him. We'll learn more about this in a moment.
For white, white washers without red hands, I've gone back to Does.
Yes, for white, white washers without red hands, the swing is back to Does. Does does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
I didn't think about my hands when I started experimenting with some of those no-rinse chemicals, but that was my mistake. What a pair of hands I had. So now I'm back to Does. It's certainly true. Does gives me white, white washes without red hands.
Is a pair of red hands the price you're paying for doing your wash? Then next wash day, use Does. Inspect your wash carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands?
You'll get more out of Dove because we put more into it. Only Dove of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents. Only Dove contains these quantities of rich, real soap balanced with two active detergents.
That's why Dove gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove does everything. Get a box today, and you'll say it, too.
For white, white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Dove.
Bill Bauer, where have you been?
I told you where I was going when I left.
It was 7:30 when you left. It's 12:30 now. And you weren't at the hospital. You've lied to me, Bill. You've been drinking again.
Now, wait a minute. I had a few beers, yes. What of it?
You weren't at the hospital.
I was at the hospital.
That's a lie, and you know
it. I just came from the hospital. I had a long talk with the nurse.
You just... Your father and Trudy were here. They were at the hospital before they came here. They waited until almost 11 o'clock for you to come home.
Well, I didn't know they were coming. If I had, I'd have stayed at home.
What have you been doing? Where have you been?
I haven't been anywhere in particular except to the hospital. Nurse said everyone is very optimistic about Chucky's condition.
Do you mean to say that you were permitted to see Chucky at this time of the night?
That's right. I told them I was Chucky's uncle, so they said okay. Anyway, why shouldn't they let me in to see him? He didn't know I was there. He doesn't know anything. I thought maybe Maida would be there, but Dr. Bowling had sent her home earlier.
Naturally. If you had gone to the hospital when you said you were going, maybe you would have seen Maida. What time did you really get there?
I told you, I just came from there.
Phil, I'm getting a little fed up with your actions.
That's too bad.
You're out of a job. You haven't even looked at a help wanted ad.
I've only been out of work a day or so. I need a rest. Besides, I've got a lot more on my mind than getting a job.
Do you know what you're talking about?
Yes, I know what I'm talking about. There's a boy...
You can't do anything about Chucky. But you can do something about yourself. You can do something about me.
And just what would you suggest?
Are you trying to be sarcastic? You know that we need money. We've got to live.
Yes, yes, that's right. We've got to live. We've got to live in Beverly Hills.
When are you going to pull yourself together and do something?
Don't worry. Don't worry. I'll do great things yet. Great thing.
If I didn't realize that you've been doing a little drinking, I'd give you a good piece of my mind.
I'm as sober as you are. Whatever you've got on your mind, get it off. I'd kind of like to hear that good piece of your mind.
You're weak. That's what you are. Weak.
Too bad you didn't know that before you married me. Too bad you didn't know a lot of things about me before you married me.
There's nothing to be gained by going back.
Oh, don't worry, honey. We're going to have to go back. We're going to have to go back plenty. Sorry, I won't be able to keep up this beautiful home. Sorry about a great many things. That's the way it is, I guess.
With your experience, there's no reason why you can't get a position with another advertising
agency. Are you kidding? You're the one who got me mixed up with Ted White to begin with. Yeah, you thought he was a great guy. You had plans, big plans. Well, you don't plan where Ted White is concerned. He does the planning. There's something that I just can't get through my head. It was only a few days ago when he offered me a contract, told me I didn't have a thing to worry about. And then for no reason at all, I'm fired. Why? I'd give anything to know what happened to change his mind.
Why should you think anything happened to change his mind? He doesn't have a reason.
That's where you're wrong. He always has a reason. And if I don't do anything else, I'm going to find that out.
You know as well as I do, if there is a reason, what the reason is. It's because Maida got temporary custody of Turkey.
Oh, no. That's not it. Something else happened. Something that made him mad enough to call Mr. Wilson. I was in Mr. Wilson's office when Ted phoned him from his attorney. Mr. Wilson wasn't going to say anything to me, but I was there. We'd been talking about the contract. After he hung up, he turned to me and he said, "Bill, I don't know how to explain this. I'm not supposed to say anything to you. Mr. White wants to tell you himself. But this is the way it is. You're fired. Now." Only he put it a little more politely. He said, I'll give you the privilege of resigning. That's the way we'll put it in the trade papers. That you resign.
Oh, forget about Ted White. The thing to do now is to buckle down and find yourself another job.
With an advertising agency, you said, don't you think you'll have me blacklisted? I can imagine the kind of letter recommendation he'd give me. No, I'm going to find out.
Phil, I think we'd better go to bed and get some sleep.
I'm not tired. I think I'm going to fix myself a little drink.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
I said you're not, Bill Bowen.
Now listen, Bertha. You've had the say-so around this place too long. You've had the say-so around everything too long. Now get this and don't forget it, understand? You're not going to tell me again what I will do or what I won't do.
Phil, do you realize you're talking to your wife?
That's right, I'm talking to my wife. And when I want a drink, you be careful what you say to me.
Phil, I forbid you.
You what? So I'm weak, huh? Well, we'll see about that. Would you like...
White washes without red hands?
That's what Does gives you.
White washes without red hands.
How about it? Have you been trying some of those no rinse chemicals on wash day, only to discover they were hard on your hands? Then next wash day, change to Does and answer this question. Have you ever seen your clothes so fresh and clean? Your white pieces so gleaming white? Your colors so sparkling? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands?
You'll get more out of Does because we put more into it. Only Does, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents.
That's why Does gets clothes so beautifully clean and white, and at the same time gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Does everything. So get Does today for...
White washes without red hands.
Bill Bauer insists upon knowing why Ted White discharged him. In the next dramatic episode of The Guiding Light with Leslie Woods and Joan Allison, brought to you by Dove.
Put Dove in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
The Guiding Light is directed by Ted Corday. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Dove. This is...